Perez Gallardo.
Perez Gallardo.
Oh, okay. So.
I'll just correct everything that you say.
That's okay.
Good. I like that.
So where did you guys discover this drink? I mean.
Well, leche de tigre is really the liquid that you marinate the fish in. So it's been historically, it's not like we invented it or anything. We just decided to put it on the menu as a nice elixir because it really is energizing. It has tons of ginger in it, which is, you know, a powerful. Look at Alan jumping out of her seat.
Wow. And Alan, don't forget. It's an aphrodisiac. Ow. Ow. Ow.
Oh, God, Tom. In our spare time, though, we like to look at cookbooks. You can see all the cookbooks up there on the fridge.
Yeah.
And so one day we were just leafing through it, and one of our cookbooks is a ceviche cookbook, and we already had ceviche on the menu.
Uh-huh.
So, we were just looking through it, and we thought, well, why not? This is delicious and fresh and perfect for summer and also good for you.
And we should mention ceviche is on the menu every night, but with a different ingredient. Right?
Every night, yeah. We change it probably like 2 or 3 times a week.
Scallops, salmon?
We've done scallops, shrimp. We've done tilefish, sea bass. It depends kind of what fish we're getting from our purveyors. It all comes in fresh from the docks, usually local.
The local docks of Hudson River?
The Hudson River, you know. Super energizing in a different way, shall we say.
That's why you need this little drink to counteract.
Ellen,
go easy on that drink, Ellen.
The radioactive activity.
The first thing I thought was in here was salt. It tasted very salty.
Mm.
But I've since revised that thinking. There are many, many different flavors here going on.
Yes, there are.
Delicious.
Garlic and lemon and lime.
There's
really
fresh turmeric in there also.
Brr.
So it gives it the golden color, the turmeric and the orange.
And ginger.
And mm-hmm. Ginger.
Delicious.
So you guys have evolved your menu over time, including when you did your pop-ups, right? I mean, that was how you kind of tested what you wanted to do here. Is it still in? I mean, you're going to stick with this for a while? I mean, we'll talk about more of the menu, but...
I mean, I feel like neither Hannah or I are very static human beings, so I certainly cannot guarantee that it's going to stay what it is.
Right.
This is like, I don't know, we've used many different words to describe this project, and I think it's an ongoing installation performance.
Wow.
Which includes a moving, movable menu. No, there's definitely items on there that will be standard to, like, you know, the ceviche you can always expect us to have. There's things that are part of, like, our identity and how we're building who we are, what people can expect walking in the door. But obviously, given the season, given what's available at the docks, and given our mood, things will change.
Ooh, mood.
Yeah, mood.
Where are these docks? In Boston or?
All over. I mean, we had some Rhode Island scallops come in earlier this week. That's what our ceviche is being made with. I need to check our invoice, but we just got some gorgeous red snapper, which we'll be frying whole this weekend. And I'm not sure exactly where that comes from, but we work with a purveyor who is very selective and goes to the docks every morning. I think, you know, definitely Boston, Rhode Island, and picks up whatever the fishermen are coming in.
I'm a big fan of the snacks, all of which I've tried except one.
Which one?
The one with cilantro and yogurt, not my kind of thing.
Oh, cilantro.
You're missing out, Tom.
I have that cilantro problem. But I have to say the yucca frita, and Max will confirm this, is really fantastic. Crispy yucca fries, Ellen. Fries made from yucca, not from the ugly potato, but from yucca. And then...
A potato is not ugly.
Oh, I hate potatoes.
Well, today we were discussing the lowliest of vegetables, and we came up with cabbage, potatoes.
Yes.
And then... Maybe, I don't know, we were thinking maybe that red pepper would be on it, or like a bell pepper, but I nixed that.
The green pepper.
Ugh. Right? Those are the lowliest.
Cabbage. But a potato.
But I love
so
a potato. I love a
wonderful.
Potato.
Depends on what kind
it's
of
It's more
potato.
Perception, you know, it's perception.
Well, for me, it's all about the mouthfeel.
That aphrodisiac is working there, Tom. Careful now.
So the crispy yucca fries, Ellen, come with a chimichurri sauce.
Really?
You know,
aren't any spines or you know, thorns
No.
On the yucca?
No.
Does the yucca come with thorns?
No thorns. I don't think there's a rough skin that's very dense that's annoying to peel off. But besides that, no thorns.
So where do you source your yuccas from?
Wherever yuccas grow. Yeah. One of our, we work a lot with local farms. All of our greens and radishes and herbs come from local farms. But part of our presence here is kind of a nod to farm to table with a deep respect for produce that comes from other places. So even if it comes from far away, we take the risk of doing that because flavor can be worth it sometimes.
So there's a lot of vegetarian options.
Yeah,
too,
yeah, definitely.
But
the
yep.
Plato Tropical, for example, is rice, lentils, and greens and house pickled radish. We had a little bit of that radish just now.
Yeah,
that was delicious.
Nice.
And then, of course, they feature a fried whole fish. If I assume every night or just when you...
Every night, yeah. We're doing that. We were doing like a fish fillet dish
cool.
before, but we replaced it with the whole fish. It just seemed way more part of our identity and how we want people eating. Mm-hmm. It's a very physical dish. You have to use your hands. The presentation is exciting. It comes whole and fried and crispy.
That means you have to get rid of the bones and everything yourself?
Oh, yeah, Tom.
Yeah, and use your fingers and everything.
You're not into that?
I'm not into making my eating into work. I'm just kind of a lazy guy, you know, as Ellen knows.
How upsetting. My whole vision of who you are has been collapsed.
Yeah.
You should have another one of these.
you came on right when you opened. You've been open now at least a month, right?
Yeah, this is our second month.
How's it going?
It's going. It's going. But Hudson got to come out more. No, it's going great. Energy feels good. Every time that we're full, we're, you know, all smiles. Last Saturday, we were slammed open to close. But it's an up and flow. It's an ebb and flow, which is okay. We know that's like part of the game. And summer's just beginning.
You're closed on...
Yeah, 2 weeks till beer and wine.
Oh, then you'll see the crowds come
crashing
in. I bet.
Then we'll see Tom more often.
Sure, I do like my wine with my dinner. So what days are you closed?
Sunday, Monday.
I'm going to get back to the yucca for a minute.
Okay, I can tell you it's on your mind.
You can't source yuccas locally because they can't be grown here, is that right?
You know, I bet if we had a sit down with some of our farmers and asked about it, they might try. But we really, I mean, in January we had no idea we were opening a restaurant. So it was already, by the time we decided, it was already too late to work with farms in that way. But we're really excited that a local farm, Max Morningstar Farm, is growing iceberg lettuce, which is another example of an extremely lowly vegetable that gets a bad rap. But we have it on our menu.
Ellen and I have had conversations about this. You like the iceberg lettuce, right?
I didn't say I liked it or disliked it.
Okay,
I made that up. This conversation.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you did.
I think I made it up.
I love iceberg.
It's crunchy.
It's crunchy. It's
crunchy.
Fresh.
It's got the mouthfeel.
It has the mouthfeel. There you go.
I think it's a great contrast in a salad with other kinds of greens.
Well, that's what they do. They put it with avocado and
pepitas.
Yeah,
yep.
I had that.
Ooh.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
And I'm not usually a big iceberg fan, as I've said, but I thought that was a great dish, too.
Well,
let me tell you something. I've had nothing here that I didn't like. What do you think of that?
That sounds pretty good.
And I'm still astonished that you haven't eaten here.
Well, I don't get out as much as I used to.
I know. And you like to eat an early bird.
Well, after that leche de tigre, Ellen will be here every day.
Well, thank you, Carla.
Thanks,
for stopping
guys.
By. I know you're busy. They're getting ready for their 5 o'clock.
I got it set up.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. They open, folks. And you can come down even now and hang out with us or come down to eat.